This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The economic crisis in the troubled African nation of Zimbabwe is growing with each day. Gas stations are out of fuel, and supermarket shelves are almost empty. Even if food supplies were plentiful, Zimbabweans would still have a hard time feeding their families. Inflation is reportedly as high as 11,000%. At that rate, a tube of toothpaste costs as much as a house did just 7 years ago. The government of Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe recently instituted strict price controls, but that's only made matters worse. John Robertson is an economist who lives in Harare, and he joins us now. In short, Mr. Robertson, what did Robert Mugabe's government do, and why didn't it work?
What the government has tried to do is to arrest the inflation by forcing the traders and the manufacturers to halve all their prices. And that, for many of these companies, has taken the prices below the costs of production or the costs that they paid to buy the goods for stock. So the whole thing is leaving the consumer, to start with, very happy that the goods have come down in price, but they are rapidly discovering that soon they will not be able to buy any goods because there's nothing left in the shops.
So if I were to walk into a marketplace in Harare, what would I see? What would I see in the market or the grocer?
You would find the freezers that normally carry meat products probably empty. You might find milk and you might find bread if you got there at the right time. But the probability is that the bread shelves and the milk freezers, the other dairy products like cheese and ice cream, will also not be there. The cost of those goods is very much higher than the government is permitting the stores to sell them for.
And fuel.
The fuel companies, the service stations, were forced to reduce the fuel prices because they had been paying for the foreign currency to import the fuel, and foreign currency is scarce, so that was also on a black market. Some of the fuel has been sold at a price one-fifth of the amount the people paid to get the fuel into their service stations. So they've also made very substantial losses and will not be able to restock.
Zimbabwe has been dealing with elevated inflation for some time now, but it seems that the country has seen this severe spike starting in the spring. What happened? What set off the spiral?
These things do accumulate, and sometimes people begin to try to anticipate what they're going to have to pay next time they look for the goods. But it's actually wrong to suggest that the inflation comes from people charging higher prices or even the unions supporting bids for higher wages. The problem comes from government printing money because they cannot collect enough in tax to run the country. And that is what has happened here, and that's been a slower process, and one that the government carefully tries to disguise because they would far rather put the blame on profiteering stores.
Put this in context for an American audience. How much does a loaf of bread cost?
If you can buy the one that is most carefully regulated, it is $22,000. And at the moment, the official exchange rate is 250 Zimbabwe dollars for one U.S. dollar. So that would mean we are paying 88 American dollars for a loaf of bread. But the parallel market rate, or we should say the black market exchange rate for the U.S. dollar, is closer to 150,000 Zimbabwe dollars for one U.S. dollar. So at 22,000 for a loaf of bread, you can see we would take home a loaf of bread for about 15 cents.
Mm-hmm. So how do you bring this kind of hyperinflation under control, particularly in a country which has such a pugilistic relationship with the international community?
It's extremely difficult to do. We do need support from outside if we were to do it quickly. But within the country, we've got to reintroduce the disciplines that were at work at one time here, where the government does not spend more than it can either raise in tax or borrow at reasonable interest rates from the money market. That sort of discipline would be very, very difficult for government to implement and politically very unpopular for the electorate.
Mr. Robertson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
John Robertson is an economist who lives and works in Zimbabwe. He spoke to us from Harare.